Good evening. I am Josh, and I am on staff here at MCC, and I have the honor of introducing to you our speaker tonight, which is Josh Stevens. And just kind of, you know, I just knew for the last 15 minutes or so that I was going to get to introduce him, but I was reminded of how when Paul wrote all his letters, a lot of the times he started out and he said he wanted to boast about all the things that everybody's doing. And so I just want to kind of brag on Josh a little bit. He is an incredible man. I've known him for probably at least 3 years, maybe 4 years now. Had the privilege to go to Mexico City with him and do some other ministry trips with him. Josh Stevens is the real deal. He walks the walk and talks the talk. It's incredible to see this man in action and just to see what God and the Holy Spirit does through him. And he is just so anointed in the healing, and he comes from a Bethel culture and out in Redding, California, he just brings it here, and all Josh wants to do is he just wants to release it to each and every one of us and just see everybody have Holy Spirit encounters day after day, night after night. So no further ado, here is Josh Stevens.
Thank you, guys. That was a very nice introduction. How are you guys doing tonight? Good? Well, it is an honor, a pleasure, just an excitement to be back here with you guys. See, just tons of familiar faces, and I'm excited for what God's going to do tonight. How many of you guys have been here when I have been here in the past? Just curious. So quite a few. How many of you guys have not been here when I've been here? Oh, a bunch of new friends. All right. Good. Well, we're going to have fun. And I just want to start off by saying Jesus is amazing. And I mean it to the core. Jesus is the center of everything I do. He's the center of everything I am. And to him be all the glory. He's going to do things tonight that neither me nor you could do on our own. He is going to get the glory. He is going to be good. And I'm telling you, we're just going to sit back and enjoy the ride. He's going to do some awesome stuff. I have like this real thing in my heart. I want to minister to some folks tonight. I love preaching, and I might preach a little bit. I just can't help it. I love the gospel. I love just declaring the goodness and the good things of the Lord, but I really feel like I'm supposed to minister to folks tonight. And I just want you to prepare your heart. Just, you know, if people are getting ministered to, I want you to not just be like, Lord, why am I not being ministered to right now? But I want you to actually step in and celebrate what God is doing in the room. I'm telling you, it is so, so important as us to actually celebrate what God is doing in others. Oftentimes our breakthrough is just waiting in someone else sitting next to us and God saying, what are you going to do? Are you going to be jealous of what's not happening with me? Or are you going to say, no, I'm going to celebrate in what you're doing, God. Even if it's not me right now, I know that my breakthrough's in that. And as I celebrate and as I say, no, God, I praise you for what you're doing with them. I'm telling you, he's going to do the same thing again. I just want to say this too, like before, you know, just ministry happens, like ministry is just always happening. Ministry is him. He's here. No one has to lay hands on you. I don't have to lay hands on you. None of the team. Like God can just come and do it. Sometimes he chooses us to go and lay hands on someone to give them a word, but sometimes he just wants to come and do it. And I'm telling you, you don't need to wait for anything for someone to come over and call you out. Like God just wants to come and touch you tonight. And I'm telling you, nobody has to lay hands on you. I was in England a few months ago, and I was in a meeting, and I found this out later. This couple had driven all the way from Wales. It was about 4 hours away. And I found out over there, did anyone drive 4 hours to get here? Right there. Wow. Bless you guys. Bless you guys. That's hunger. Bless you guys. Over there, they're like, people don't drive that far. People don't drive more than an hour to go anywhere. And this couple, they had driven over 4 hours. I don't know if any of you guys know about Wales, and there's actually the Welsh revival happened there. Evan Roberts, God used this man at 26 years old. It was really cool. I really excited when God first came upon me, just in his presence and power, and I started going out and ministering. I was 26 years old. And there's always just been this cool thing just with the Welsh revival and what God poured out in that nation. I mean, God did just the most amazing things to where people in the streets, people everywhere, like things were just shut down because people were just praising the name of the Father. And so it was like a huge honor for me to hear about this couple that had come 4 hours away. They didn't know me, but they saw my name and they actually, I think they got on YouTube or something, and they said, something's going to happen. I just know it. They just felt the anointing. So they were like, we're going. And they actually came all the way out that night and then drove all the way back home the same very night. And the meeting went till 10, 11 o'clock at night. Anyways, she came in with a lung breathing condition she'd had for 4 years. Something had been messed up in a surgery. She hadn't been able to breathe normally in over 4 years. She said, the moment that I stood up on the stage, she was instantly healed. I found out the next day. They talked to me the next day. The whole story. She said, yeah, you didn't, I don't even know if you said hi. And she said, I just felt it all leave me. So I just want to say, I just have a strong faith in Jesus the healer. He is the healer, and I'm telling you, he wants to heal all. So don't disqualify yourselves tonight. Don't create loopholes in your thinking that says, well, maybe it's for everybody else but me. I know that there's some folks in here that tonight you're like, well, maybe, yeah, God, maybe he'll do it for other people, but not me. I'm telling you, Jesus healed all. Acts 10:38, how the Lord anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. All. Hebrews 13:8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right? Who is it that heals? Jesus. And is Jesus Christ really the same yesterday, today, and forever? Hebrews 13:8. I believe the Bible. I just believe it's true. Our pastor says, I believe everything. I believe the concordance. I believe the atlas, the maps. I believe it all. I believe it too, and I believe deeply in Jesus the healer, and I believe deeply in his goodness and his greatness, and that nobody is excluded. Psalms 103, 2 through 3 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives all your sins and who heals all your diseases. You know, he does it all. We can't forget his benefits. Best benefit package ever. Jesus. So I just want to say tonight, I'm going to share a few testimonies. I want to just release some seeds of faith just to hear what God's doing. Honestly, I love hearing testimonies because, you know, more than anything, it's like the rhema word of God. It's what he's doing currently on this earth. And we can't undermine like, oh, that's cool. But, you know, what is, like, this is Jesus. This is the Jesus who's alive today and he's doing amazing things. And so I'm going to just sow some seeds of faith and sow some seeds of what he's doing around the world. And then I want to pray for some folks. But I just encourage you, if there's something you're needing tonight, you know, ministry's already been going on, but continue to allow him to minister to you tonight. I don't want to walk out of this room unchanged. I want to be changed. Like, I want to be ministered to just as much as every one of us wants to be ministered to. I'm telling you, the most amazing minister is in the room. His name is Jesus Christ, and his Holy Spirit is here. Amen. you're going to say, no, I'm going to celebrate in what you're doing, God. Even if it's not me right now, I know that my breakthrough's in that. And as I celebrate and as I say, no, God, I praise you for what you're doing with them. I'm telling you, he's going to do the same thing again. I just want to say this too, like before, you know, just ministry happens, like ministry is just always happening. Ministry is him. He's here. No one has to lay hands on you. I don't have to lay hands on you. None of the team. Like, God can just come and do it. Sometimes he chooses us to go and lay hands on someone to give them a word, but sometimes he just wants to come and do it. And I'm telling you, you don't need to wait for anything, for someone to come over and call you out. Like, God just wants to come and touch you tonight. And I'm telling you, nobody has to lay hands on you. I was in England a few months ago, and I was in a meeting, and I found this out later. This couple had driven all the way from Wales. It was about 4 hours away. And I found out over there to drive. Did anyone drive 4 hours to get here? Right there. Wow. Bless you guys. Bless you guys. That's hunger. Bless you guys. Over there, they're like, people don't drive that far. People don't drive more than an hour to go anywhere. And this couple, they had driven over 4 hours. I don't know if any of you guys know about Wales, and there was actually the Welsh revival happened there. Evan Roberts, God used this man at 26 years old. It was really cool. I really excited when God first came upon me just in his presence and power, and I started going out and ministering. I was 26 years old. And there's always just been this cool thing just with the Welsh revival and what God poured out in that nation. I mean, God did just the most amazing things to where people in the streets, people everywhere, like things were just shut down because people were just praising the name of the Father. And so it was like a huge honor for me to hear about this couple that had come 4 hours away. They didn't know me, but they saw my name, and they actually, I think they got on YouTube or something, and they said, there's something's going to happen. I just know it. They just felt the anointing, so they were like, we're going. And they actually came all the way out that night and then drove all the way back home the same very night. And the meeting went till 10, 11 o'clock at night. Anyways, she came in with a lung breathing condition she had for 4 years. Something had been messed up in a surgery. She hadn't been able to breathe normally in over 4 years. She said, the moment that I stood up on the stage, she was instantly healed. I found out the next day. They talked to me the next day. The whole story. She said, yeah, you didn't, I don't even know if you said hi. And she said, I just felt it all leave me. So I just want to say, I just have a strong faith in Jesus the healer. He is the healer, and I'm telling you, he wants to heal all. So don't disqualify yourselves tonight. Don't create loopholes in your thinking that says, well, maybe it's for everybody else but me. I know that there's some folks in here that tonight you're like, well, maybe, yeah, God, maybe he'll do it for other people, but not me. I'm telling you, Jesus healed all. Acts 10:38, how the Lord anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. All. Hebrews 13:8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right? Who is it that heals? Jesus. And is Jesus Christ really the same yesterday, today, and forever? Hebrews 13:8. I believe the Bible. I just believe it's true. Our pastor says, I believe everything. I believe the concordance. I believe the atlas, the maps. I believe it all. I believe it too, and I believe deeply in Jesus the healer, and I believe deeply in his goodness and his greatness, and that nobody is excluded. Psalms 103, 2 through 3 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives all your sins and who heals all your diseases. You know, he does it all. We can't forget his benefits. Best benefit package ever. Jesus. So I just want to say tonight, I'm going to share a few testimonies. I want to just release some seeds of faith just to hear what God's doing. Honestly, I love hearing testimonies because, you know, more than anything, it's like the rhema word of God. It's what he's doing currently on this earth. And we can't undermine like, oh, that's cool, but, you know, what is they're like, this is Jesus. This is the Jesus who's alive today, and he's doing amazing things. And so I'm going to just sow some seeds of faith and sow some seeds of what he's doing around the world. And then I want to pray for some folks. But I just encourage you, if there's something you're needing tonight, you know, ministry's already been going on, but continue to allow him to minister to you tonight. I don't want to walk out of this room unchanged. I want to be changed. Like, I want to be ministered to just as much as every one of us wants to be ministered to. And I'm telling you, the most amazing minister is in the room. His name is Jesus Christ, and his Holy Spirit is here. Amen? Oh, man, are you ready? Are you ready? For those of you guys that don't know me, so I'm from Bethel Church in Redding, California, and I've been a part of the Healing Arms ministry there for over 5 years on the core leadership of that ministry, and so I get to help oversee just what God's doing there, in there and through that ministry. We have close to 1,000 volunteers that work with our ministry, so pretty large, over 1,000 volunteers that work with our ministry. In the last 10 years, we've gone from about 10 volunteers to 1,000. So God's just doing some of the most amazing stuff, and I just count myself lucky to be in the room when he does it. And I don't care if it comes through my hands. I don't care whose hands it comes through. I just care that it happens, right? It's cool when it comes through our own hands, but I think we need to be happy and celebratory no matter where it comes from, because the only person it really comes from is Jesus. So just so you know tonight, something happens in your body. It wasn't me. It was Jesus. Sometimes people are like, "Oh man, I don't want people to think. I don't want to step into pride. I don't want people to think it's me." I'm telling you, when people, you know, they have an amazing miracle happen in their body, a tumor disappears, something happens, the chances are they're not that stupid, and they probably don't think it was you. They probably recognize there's someone greater than me or you, and that if he were to touch them in their current condition, you know, wherever they're at in life, wherever they're at in progressing into righteousness, if he would touch them there, that means he loves them unconditionally. There's a revelation of the cross. There's a revelation of Jesus when he touches people. And so that's why I have such a huge passion just to see Jesus get his full reward, what he paid for and his sufferings on the cross. And so I'm telling you tonight, don't discount yourself from receiving whatever God has for you tonight. And some of you guys, it's not just a physical thing. There's actually an emotional thing that God wants to do. And I'm telling you, it can be just as important. And I can see him doing it tonight. And I feel like there's like emotions of things and traumas that God is actually going to drain out of your body tonight. It's been waiting. It's been in there too long. And he's saying, I'm taking it from you tonight. People have been holding on to things. And he says, I'm taking it from you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, man, there's just so much coming. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Just get ready. Just get ready. He's doing stuff. There was someone with trauma and car accident, and I just kept seeing this thing with a trauma and a car accident and reoccurring headaches and things like that. And God's doing something in there in deliverance for you tonight, and I just say receive it right now where you're at. Just take it right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I saw the number 27, and I don't know if that was like the age when you were when it happened or you're 27 now, but God, the number 27 is somehow attached to that, and just take it. So thank you, Jesus. Any of you guys want to hear some good news? Okay, I want to share a little bit. We have people come from all over the world that fly in. Some people on their deathbeds, some people that just are in desperate need of a miracle. Like if God doesn't show up, then they're not going to be able to go through with life. And we had a gentleman come in. He flew in on a private jet for just to spend 2 hours in Redding. He flew on private jet from Santa Barbara up to Redding for me and one other person to pray for him. He had cancer. He had 2 months to live. And he just got to minister the love of God, minister the love of Jesus. And we got to pray for him. And I felt something just lift off of him. And he felt it too. And we just begin to sow seeds of truth. And that's even some of what I'm doing now is that like, hey, the truth is Jesus wants you healed. He wants you healed more than you want to be healed. He wants you healed more than you want to be healed. I promise you, I promise you, I promise you. I've seen it over and over and over again. I was in Omaha, Nebraska just recently, and I saw a girl. She didn't believe that God really wanted to heal her. She didn't even know if it was really real. And I said, God's healing someone's left wrist right back over here. And I kept saying it multiple times. And I would come back, every time I come back over there. And then finally she said, well, yeah, I've got a problem with my left wrist, but it's not healed. I was like, well, let's pray for you right now. And so we pray for her. The pain immediately goes. And she tells me later, she said, I didn't even think any of this was real at all. She said, I've had this pain in my wrist for over 12 years. She said, it just always hurts. She said, as soon as you guys prayed, all the pain is instantly gone. She said, I have not had pain that since. And it just radically rocked and touched her. She was like, it was amazing to see a transformation happen over in just 10 seconds. Everyone's like, the look on her face, she came back every single night, was just so excited. She's bringing people. She's like, this is real. I'm telling you, it's real. It's real, it's real, it's real. And all it was like a little teeny like problem with the wrist. It wasn't a huge deal, but I'm telling you, it's a huge deal to him. The cancer, the problem with the wrist, it's all the same to him. He's created the provision already for all of it. It's all taken care of. So don't be like, no, well, I want just the main thing. If anything, like you know, if it's like your three wishes. He's not a three-wish God, right? It's funny, but we sometimes think that way. It's like, you know, if I had three wishes, I would say first, you know, my bad hip, second, you know, the neck, and then, you know, third, these splitting headaches I've been having, like, those would be my three wishes. No, I'm telling you, he'll do all. He will do all. And as you give thanks for what he's doing, sometimes he likes to start with the small. He likes to start with the small little things, the things that we've forgotten about. So many times I pray for people and I'll ask them, I'm like, hey, you got this problem going on? They're like, no, no, no. And I'm like, no, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, and I think it's when this happens. Well, actually, you're right. Yeah, I kind of forgot about that. We get so used to our problems. We just take it on as our own identity. But I'm telling you, there's no pain, there's no sickness, there's no disease in heaven. In Matthew 6, verse 10, the Lord's Prayer, let it be on earth as it is in heaven. That's the will. Your kingdom come, your will be done. It's good knowing God's will. You know, his will isn't a big surprise. It isn't a big mystery anymore. He's revealed it through Jesus Christ. He revealed his will through Jesus Christ. Everything that Jesus did, everything that he modeled, he was showing what his will was for the earth. He was showing his great love for us. Reading the scriptures, when you read them like that, like, no, this is the revealed will of the Father. It's like, it just takes on a whole new light. Like, no, this is what Jesus, what the Father wants for me. Everything that Jesus displayed, every person that he set free, the lady who was in adultery that he forgave when she didn't deserve it, all these, that's his will, his mercy, grace, love. Not condemnation. He didn't come to judge the world, but to save the world. That's amazing. That's just good to know. He is so madly in love with the world. I'm telling you. I see it over and over again. So I'm with this gentleman. We pray for this man. Dennis was his name, and we prayed for him and felt this thing leave. Just loved on him. And I said, Dennis, I just want you to pay attention to whatever you notice God do. And I want you just to pay attention. I want you just to thank him for the increase that you see every day until this thing is gone. Sometimes we pray for things and we think, oh, like, well, maybe God didn't do it this time because we don't see a dramatic thing happen. You know, we can't, it's awesome. Like, God's going to do some dramatic stuff tonight. It's going to be instant. And I want you to get excited for it. And I don't want you to expect that it's not going to be instant. But I'm telling you, if you don't see the whole thing happen all at once, don't be like, well, maybe next time, maybe next year, maybe next time they do a healing meeting, or maybe next time there's an anointed person in front of me. No, just take it and say, no, the seed's been planted. I'm going to thank God for whatever it is. I'm just going to thank him. I'm going to thank him. I'm going to thank him. And so he checked his tumor. He had a tumor under his armpit. And he's like, I think it's smaller. No, he's like, I really do. It does feel smaller. I said, Dennis, I want you just to keep thanking God every single day. So he did that. He just believed us. He's like, these guys see a lot of cool stuff happen. Like, something they're doing must work, because I see all these happy people come out of here, and I hear all these stories, and either they're really good fraudsters, or this is real. And so he just began to thank God every day, and it's crazy. It took 2 months. No, I'm sorry, it was about a month and a half. Every day this tumor started shrinking and getting smaller. He just kept thanking the Lord, started feeling better. And I get a text message from him this is several months ago now. And I get a text message from him. He said he was, now this is just, I'm just going to have to be honest. This is the truth. It's a little bit gross, but it's the truth. Sometimes God does things really weird, right? Okay, I'm sorry, I'm starting off with a weird one, but but it's just the honest truth. He was in the shower, and he was showering, and the tumor projected out of his armpit onto the floor of the shower. Shot out of his, that was his words. He said it didn't just fall, he said it shot out of his armpit onto the floor of the shower. And he looked at, he just, what do you do when that happens? There's like no manual for this stuff, you know, like, do you like bury it or like, I don't know. We had a lady one time who had a brain tumor, who literally had the tumor, whatever it was inside, it literally leaked out of her ears in our healing rooms. They're like, okay, where's the tissue? Like, okay, I don't know what else to do, but we're just going to tissue this thing up. That's gross. It's true. It's hard to believe, to be honest. I'm like, well, Dennis went back to his doctor. He got his blood work done. You know, with cancer, they have to do several different tests. And they're very, like, not quick to, like, tell you that you're healed. It's usually like, well, you might be in remission. I don't know. But they're like, Dennis, you are in the best shape of your life. They're like, this is remarkable. You look like you're in the best shape of your life right now. Dennis, several weeks after the tumor came out of his armpit, he started coughing up this black stuff, and he started getting worried. He's like texting, he's like, man, you gotta pray for me. I don't know what's going on, and like all this black stuff's coming out of my lungs, and I'm like, I'm really worried. And so he goes back to the doctor. And the doctor said, Dennis, this is actually cancer material that's trying to exit your body. This is the cancer fleeing your body. So Dennis is now feeling and in the best place of his life that he's ever been. And that 2 months that he had to live was about 8 months ago. It's been by since he's been totally back to normal, totally healed. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, can I share another one about cancer? We've been seeing cancer healed more and more and more, and I want that thing destroyed. And I'm telling you, he can do it just as easy as he can heal headaches that he's going to heal in here tonight. Headaches are a big deal. It's all a big deal to him, and it's not, one's not harder than the other. So I don't want you to think like, yeah, maybe he, you know, if we pray hard enough, long enough, then he can do it. It's like, no, God is just, he's just big. I like to say this sometimes, God needs less help than we think he does. It's true. Sometimes we start praying way too hard. And honestly, what I've learned in just the past 6 years traveling, praying, I've literally prayed for thousands of people. We've seen so many people healed. And one of the biggest things I've learned is that God needs less help than we think he does. And that it's actually his presence and his power that does it. It's not by our own efforts, but by his power. And so if you're praying too hard, if you're trying too hard, just take a deep breath. Say, okay, Father, I receive all that you want to do. Just soak in his goodness. I'm telling you, He's made the provision. Man, I feel him healing stuff like someone's left knee. There's something on the right-hand side of your left knee that God just did something there. We're going to get some testimonies in a minute, but I'm telling you, don't wait for something to be called out. Just take it right now. We were in a, this is an, just another healing rooms testimony, but I came into the healing rooms. I came in late. I was, they were already circling up to just to pray for the morning. And I was just walking in and they said, "Hey, Josh, will you pray right now over the mic? We're praying for someone who's in South Africa, I believe. They have cancer and they need healing." And so I grabbed the mic and I said, "Just pray right now." And I just felt impressed. As soon as I started to pray, I felt impressed to share a testimony. And I probably shared this testimony here before, but it was about a lady who was in Mexico City who had third stage cervical cancer. And we actually prayed over this lady, her husband's hat. She wasn't anywhere near us. So we prayed over this hat. Acts 19, you know, you guys remember Acts 19, and things were sent out from Paul. Handkerchiefs and demons and afflictions left people. And so we prayed over this hat, right? Super weird. This guy wasn't a believer. Brings the hat back to his wife. We said, "Put it on her head. We believe the anointing of heaven is going to run through her body and that cancer is going to flee." He did it. The next day, they do all the tests. She has no more cancer in her body. Completely healed, just like that. The family comes back to this church. They find out, they're like, "Hey, can we come to this church?" And she's up there just in tears crying. She's like, they had never been to church before. They didn't even know it, that Jesus did this stuff. And so they give their hearts to Jesus, their whole family. Like, they bring all their family, give their hearts to Jesus that morning, right? I had to just share that. I know I've shared it. Some of you guys probably hadn't heard it. But I felt impressed to share this testimony over the mic, and so I did. And I just released that testimony. And guess what? Guess what this lady had? Cervical cancer. Had no idea. Well, I find out later that as soon as she, the second, because we prayed over this like prayer cloth, and we're like, "Oh, we'll send that too, and then we'll make a recording." But as soon as the recording came on and she heard me, heard the words coming out of my mouth, heard the testimony, Revelation 19:10, that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, as soon as she heard those words come out of my mouth, all the pain left her body completely. The first time that she'd been without pain for, it had been months and months and months. And so she had had fourth stage cervical cancer. And she had all these complications going on. And I'm just going to spare you all the details. There's some of it's kind of gross, but but the next day she began to see all these things change in her body. I find this out later. She was a Buddhist. She didn't believe in Jesus. Guess what happened after she received a healing miracle? She believed in Jesus. She gave her heart to Jesus, and she got totally healed and was totally cleared of the cancer within just a couple months. God is good. God is good, and he's going to do it again. Oh, man. Yes. Yeah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. Could you just maybe, is it hard to walk like without? That's amazing. Yeah, what happened? Your arm doesn't hurt anymore. Well, okay, wait. Just could you stand up? Just what was going on and what happened?
It was a tendon for over 2 months, inflammation, and today it was hurting really bad. Yeah. And it's over.
You just felt it leave. When did you feel it? When did you feel it go?
Before you started to say, I don't know, but long time ago. As soon as you went there, then I felt like asleep, and something happens inside me. A lot of joy came inside my heart, and my arm stopped.
Wow. Thank you. Wait, did you fall asleep because I was boring?
No.
Oh, okay. That's amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Have you had a problem with your left shoulder bothering you too? Yeah, you have.
And also here.
And also there as well. Yeah, Jesus wants to heal all of it right now.
When you were talking about breast cancer, yeah, then it stopped hurting.
That's when you felt it stop. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I just feel like he wants to touch you like really, 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 really deep right now. Yeah.
They invite me here. I didn't know nothing about.
Wow. What is your name?
Sylvia Howard.
Sylvia. Yeah, let's just pray right now for you. Yeah, just extend your hands towards her. Wow, thank you, Father. No, we're just going to pray for you. So just receive. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in her, Father. We just pray right now that the grace of heaven would come all over her body. Every single thing that's been going on with you, we just say, Jesus, just come right now and touch her deep. We just bless these shoulders right now. Just total healing in Jesus' name. We command that cancer to leave you, your body, and be gone forever. And we thank you that these testimonies that we've shared, just even tonight, that these testimonies are for you right now. We just bless you. We just bless you. We bless your head as well. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for great peace coming over you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all right. I know. Yeah, yeah. Is there, do you?
I have a lot of friends with cancer.
You have a lot of friends with cancer. You should, do they receive text messages? You could text them right now and just say that just release what's happening here. A lot of times we see God do stuff just even over the telephones, over text message, like, hey, like, the anointing is obviously here right now. Just, like, send it. I don't know how else to say it, but I've seen so many people get healed just that have been in meetings, and people are just like, I just believe that God's going to do whatever he's doing here, he can do. He's not limited by anything, right? He's not limited by anything. Yeah, how else do you feel, just like in your shoulders right now?
Nothing hurts.
Nothing. That's amazing. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, just bless you, Sylvia. Yeah, I didn't pay you to come sit here, right, and tell me all this. We didn't set this up ahead of time. you either? Okay, good. Just making sure. Who is it? I don't know if it was over here with like the tendons or something that goes down into your right hand and arm. I don't know if it was someone like right over here. Is that you? Yeah. Wow, I can feel it as soon as you started to say that. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, just put your hands like this. Wow, thank you, Father. Anyone can take this too. Yeah, I can feel there's this like nerve issues. Like there's been like, in some of you there's been like burning, like just a weird burning, stuff like that going on. Yeah, we just right now just release you from that in Jesus' mighty name. And I command diabetes just to leave right now in Jesus' name. I don't know who that's for. We just command it to leave right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you for all the nerve-related issues being restored right now, right now. Thanks, Holy Spirit. Yeah. 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 We just bless that to leave completely right now. Thanks, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you have something? Yeah, yeah. We'll pray for you. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Was there something that you needed? Your colon. Yeah. God's really good at doing that. Yeah, let's believe for you right now. I was in, I've been so many places lately. I was in Denver, Colorado, and I was in a little suburb outside of Denver on a Sunday morning, and a lady came in, and God was calling out different stuff like that, and we hadn't called out specifically her condition, but she just said, I need healing. And she had been a school teacher, and for over 10 years, she'd been a school teacher, and then just in the last 2 years, she had to quit because she had such bad pain in her feet and all this issue going on. She wasn't able to feel her feet, all these problems. We got to just pray for her. She instantly had all the pain gone for the first time in 10 years, and then the feeling began to come back into her feet. And the whole evening, she was just walking around the room, because for the first time, she was able to actually feel her feet. And I just believe that no matter what it is that you need tonight, we just are going to release grace over you. What was your name? Amy? Yeah, Amy. We just thank you right now. Just extend your hands towards Amy. We just bless you, Amy, in Jesus' mighty name. We just thank you for your grace and your presence over her life. Yeah, we just command this colon to be completely restored in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thanks, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, God. Yeah, I just feel I'm doing something for you right now. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, just bless. Thanks, Jesus. I heard the name Ted. I don't know if there's a Ted in the room, but I heard the name Ted just a moment ago. Is there a Ted in the room? Does that make sense to somebody? Wow, I feel the anointing so strong right now. Yeah.
This isn't a prayer for healing. This is a prayer for unbelief for me. I'm a nurse. And
yeah.
Over like 4 years, I've seen so many people go with cancer.
Yeah.
But I have a really hard time praying. Now I know Jesus can do it.
Yeah.
It's not me, but it's my head. I need to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, let me tell you this. The faithful one lives inside of you. So you have faith. More than you know, I'll tell you this. That some of the most amazing miracles I've ever seen, I felt like I had little faith. But I'm telling you, it takes such little faith to see mountains move. I'm telling you, the faithful one lives inside of you. Have you had issues with your knees and or your right ankle? Has that been bothering you? Your left ankle, okay. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. And if anyone else, as I say these things, you're here and you're like, that's me, you can take it right now. Yeah, I felt him touching someone's left hip over here as well. I don't know who that is. That's you. Yeah, and then the left shoulder as well. Yeah, I can just feel all the stuff over here. God's just, I want you just to take it right now. If this any of this stuff's for you, yeah. There's something too. There's like this weird thing going on with the head. I don't know exactly what it is, but I can just feel God doing something there in the head right now. If any of these things are for you, we just receive it right now. Just put out your hands. And Father, we release grace in the mighty name of Jesus. We command bodies to be healed by your presence, by your power. By your presence, by your power right now. We command the knees to come into alignment with heaven. In Jesus' name, there's someone with something on the right-hand side of their throat. God's doing something. I don't know what that is, but the right-hand side of the throat, God's doing something right now. There's someone over here with the right, we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your power right now. And over, even in the right hip, lower back area, right hip, somewhere in there as well. Thank you, Father. Jesus, we thank you for your grace and that right shoulder. Wow, is that you with the right shoulder too? I don't know. I feel God doing something. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Could any of you guys that were just like receiving, you know, just saying, hey, that's me, like I receive that, would you just check your body right now just to see if you notice anything different? If you know you had stuff going on with your ankle, shoulders, neck, ear, throat, just different things like that going on. And if you've noticed something different, I want you just to wave your hand at me and just to see what God's already doing. Yeah, yeah. What are you noticing? Your shoulder. You're having pain, something in there, and it's going or gone? Gone. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I want to encourage you, as you share your testimony, you're actually releasing more faith into the room. Like the testimony that you release actually could be somebody else's breakthrough. You don't know how many times I've seen this happen. As soon as someone testified of what Jesus had done for them, not me, what Jesus had done for them, another person was instantly healed. So I just want to encourage you. It is powerful to release your testimony. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks, Father. What was your name?
Tanya.
Tanya, yeah. Yeah, Father, we just bless Tanya right now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, for your presence and your power over her. God, I thank you, yeah, just for everything you're doing all the way through her body, from the top of her head all the way down to her toes. We release your grace and your presence and your power over her right now, right now, right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, even in the lower backs and hip. Yeah, we thank you for your grace right now. Bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless every part of you to be completely, completely healed right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks, Father, for your grace. Thanks, Father, for your grace. Yeah, who's noticing something different happening in their body right now, just even as you've checked? Yeah. Thanks, Jesus. I feel some hungry people over here. What are you noticing? Whoa, come here, come here, come here, come here.
What? I had surgery and I broke my ankle and I have screws and a plate, but I haven't jumped for a long time. I swear. No, because he was over there and I received it and I felt it. Right now. Oh my gosh.
What feel like what could you do that you couldn't do before? Like what?
I couldn't jump. Because I'd have been I'm serious.
Is it because of the restriction with the foot?
It swells and stuff and thank you, Jesus.
That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Thank you, God. Yeah, he's touching somebody over here, like the right eye. You've had something going on specifically with your right eye. I don't know what that is, but I felt that right over here with your right eye. What I want to encourage you, even if you get a chance, maybe even take off your shoes and just check. Oftentimes you actually see God like fully dissolve metal. Sounds pretty crazy and pretty weird, but it's like, hey, if God could heal cancer, if he could make a tumor disappear, why could he not make metal disappear? And I'm telling you, if he makes the metal disappear, he'll fix everything inside. We've seen it sometimes where the metal stays in and things are flexible where they shouldn't be flexible. Like they still have the metal in there and it doesn't make any sense. I had a lady, she went back to the doctor. She was from Florida. She had a knee issue, metal in her knee. And she went back to the doctor. The doctor's like, you still have metal in here, but I don't know how you're able to bend your knee the way you're bending it. Like that makes no sense. God just likes to just to mess with us, I think, sometimes. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. What are you noticing just checking it? You couldn't jump. Are you noticing difference in the mobility just even in your foot? Yeah. Yeah, like the way you're bending it. The way you're bending it. Thank you, Father. We just thank you, God, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. Nobody called that out. You just received it. When did you notice that when this happened?
When he was praying for the woman about her left ankle, and he was starting to say, just receive it. And I'm like, oh. So, oh my God.
Jesus, and have your knees been bothering you as well? Is that somebody here? I just like, my knees started feeling like aching and hurting right as I'm standing over here. Who is that? I know, don't be shy. There's a couple of you, I know. I can feel it. Yeah. Yeah, if you've had knee issues, anyone that's had knee issues, we'll just take it right now. Just put your hands on your knees. Let's believe right now. He's really good at doing knee replacements. He's good, really good at restoring knees. He's really good at even accidents that have been self-inflicted that you've done. I'm just telling you, grace, 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 grace. God will give you, he'll just pour grace where things that we're like, this is my fault. He doesn't care. He's like, my grace is sufficient. I just bless your knees right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Holy Spirit, just come right now with your grace and your goodness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, just begin to move your knees if you've had issues and just check to see what you notice different. Check to see what you notice different. Thank you, Father. He's doing something with dizziness and vertigo. I've been feeling it all night. There's something that's been dizziness and like vertigo and issues in the head that are going to be leaving tonight. And I'm just telling you, just put your hand on your head and take it right now. The Lord is doing that right now. That is not from heaven. And he said, let it be on earth as it is in heaven. We command that to go right now from people's lives, right now, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. All of it lift right now. Yeah. Who's noticing a difference right now with your knees? You're feeling some sort of difference happening in your knees. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah, what are you noticing? Same different, can you tell? Have you? Yours is not.
My knees would crack. I've played softball for 35 years, and every time I get up, it's multiple snap, crackle, pop. I mean, I thought I was a cereal.
like the snap, crackle, no pop.
That's right. So, I mean, when I would sit, when I would go to get up, I'd literally have to push myself up sometimes to get up because they wouldn't bend. They wouldn't crack. And then once they would crack, I'm like, oh, now I can move.
Wow. So what are you noticing now? Like, what can you do?
Say it again.
Snap, crackle, no pop. That's awesome. When did you notice that?
Put my hands there, and I'm like, hey, look, no cracks.
Wow. Thank you. Just after him sharing his testimony, if you had knee problems, check your knees again right now. Just check your knees again right now. Yeah, yeah. What do you notice? What's happening?
I actually have a knee, like an injury on my knee, like my right knee, because last month I was in a tournament, and I pretty much, like, injured it, and I got into a really bad knee bar, so... Kind of like.
So are you noticing any difference yet?
A little bit.
A little bit. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. More. Is it you or someone else over here? You've had an issue with your right ear. My right ear is just like burning on fire. And I'm like, God wants to do something with that right now. Put your hand on your ear right now. We release the grace of heaven over that in Jesus' name. We command everything to be restored right now in Jesus' name. And someone there with the, like the breathing, a restriction in the breathing, command that to be healed right now. Just put your hand on your chest if that's you. Just the restriction in the breathing. Yep, restriction in the breathing. We just command that to leave you right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your peace. Yeah, grace and your peace. There's someone, too, you've had like for a long time, like it's like a constant sore throat or just this, I don't know what it is. It's like a constant thing. And that's you as well. Okay. Yeah, I don't understand it. Just put your hand on your throat. Yeah, we command that to leave you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. What are you noticing right now? Is there any way you would know anything different with your ear right now? I don't know if there's any way you could tell or what you're noticing if you, yeah, take your hand off. Is there any way you'd be able to know? Yeah. 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 Plug your good ear. Yeah, we just command that ear just to pop open right now. Thank you, Father. We just thank you for opening right now in Jesus' mighty name, right now. Bless this ear. We thank you for that throat being restored right now. In Jesus' name. Yeah, what do you notice right now? Different. Same different, can you tell?
I feel liquid moving.
You feel liquid moving. Thank you, God. Get ready for the Kleenex. Do you notice anything with the throat? Like, is there anything you notice different right now? I don't know if it was... Thanks, God. Then you're not feeling
it? I'm receiving it, yeah. I know it's finished.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's someone, it's over here, it's like on the left-hand side of the foot. I'm sorry, it's on the left foot, on the right-hand side of the foot. I don't know what that is exactly, but you might know. So I feel this weird sensation coming down the right-hand side of the left foot. Yeah, is that you? Okay. Yeah, we just bless that foot right now to be totally 100% healed in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Yeah, for your grace and your goodness, we just declare total healing over it right now. Thanks, God. Thanks, God. Is there any way you could tell if there's anything different? I don't know if it...
No, it's when I run.
It's when you run, but yeah, but it's just as I was describing. Yeah, yeah. But it's as I was describing, kind of on the right-hand side. Yeah. Sometimes I'm dyslexic, and I'm like, I can feel it, and I'm thinking, God, thank you for your grace. Man, how are you doing? What are you noticing different? Do you notice anything different with your breathing? Yeah.
Oh, my breathing's fine.
Okay, I saw you put your hand on your chest when I talked about breathing. No. You got great breathing. How's your knee right now? Do you notice anything different with it? The pain's a lesson. That's awesome. What percent do you think? Like,
probably like 85%. 85%.
Wow, that's really good. Yeah, I noticed that you're like bending it like way, way, way better. Wait, say that again.
Tendonized elbow.
Yeah.
It just like kind of like disappeared.
It just disappeared. Yeah. That's really good. Come on. Wow, Jesus, thank you. Oh man. God loves you. What's your name?
Sebastian.
Yeah. Yeah, we just bless you. Yeah, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, man. I just feel like there's like a great call in your life. Great call in your life. There's just like brilliance all over you. Like you're just a brilliant man. And there's just a great, yeah, there's just a great destiny on your life. And I just feel like God's placed people strategically around you that are going to just help lead you into that destiny. And, yeah, I just pray just that just wherever you go, that God's going to move in and through you and all around you. And I just feel like the authority of heaven resting on your life. And so I just bless you with that. And I just say, yeah, just increase the anointing on this man in Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, you're awesome, man. Yeah, we just bless that knee in Jesus' name. All that pain go right now. Just check again. Just check again.
It's lessening.
It's lessening right now. Yeah, we just say, go right now. Right now. Thanks, Father. Thanks, Father. What would you say it is like right now if it was like 85% better? It's like right around there.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that.
Do you ever get the tension in the upper part of your neck?
Yeah, like my traps.
Like just, yeah, kind of like up there?
Yep.
Yeah, we just thank you for that all going as well right now. God's doing something too with plantar fasciitis, and I heard plantar fasciitis and issues with like bone spurs and like calcium deposits on the feet, stuff like that. He's doing stuff with that right now. So, yeah, if that's you, just put your hands up in the air just like her and just begin to receive it right now in Jesus' name. He's doing something as well. It's with like the – it may be a deviated septum, but it's something on the right-hand side of the nostril. I don't fully understand. I could just feel this sensation go up the right-hand side of the nostril, and he's doing something there. Does that make sense to you? Yeah, just take it right now. We can command it to be healed in Jesus' name. And we thank you for things dissolving off of people, just things that are dissolving off people. I even believe that he's going to do something with disappearing of scars that have been on bodies. Jesus restores things. He restores all things. All things, all things, all things. And we've seen so many people actually have scars visibly just disappear completely, 100%, back to normal skin. Yeah, we thank you, Father. We thank you for what you're doing. Just with headaches and issues with the head, I can still feel it. Like there's this thing, it just comes down, right down the center of your head, and God's doing something in there tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah, Jesus, we just thank you for your grace, your love, and your mercy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want you to do this. Even if you haven't, you didn't like, oh, some good, more stuff, good stuff's happening. Your scar is gone? Are you serious? What? What? It's gone. Are you serious? What? Oh my goodness. You guys knew this was there. Like,
what? My daughter knows it was there. I had a cyst on my shoulder, and I probably had a scar like that, about that wide, and it's gone.
Wow. What was it there from? Like, what happened? Like,
I had a cyst probably about like that they cut out. Wow. So I had a scar from that, and it's gone.
It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Come on. That's This is true. This is true. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Father. Wow. Yeah, there's in the lower back. I don't know if that's for one of you. Yeah, I just felt God touching the lower back right now. I feel fire coming on my lower back. Yeah, you're tingling from your head to your toes. I just feel God all over you guys. We just thank you, Jesus, for your grace. We thank you for restoration of all things right now. We bless lower backs. Anyone in the room, just take it right now if that's you. But I felt it right now coming on these ladies right here. We thank you, Father. We say everything be restored right now In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if there's any way, like, you could stand up. You could just check and see if you notice anything different. The pain's gone. Okay, that you already know. The pain's gone. It was there before, and now it's gone.
I have chronic pain. I wake up with it every morning.
You have chronic pain, so you always have pain. And you do not feel it in your body anymore. You do not feel it. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. You're being serious. Thank you, Father. That is so crazy about the scar. It's really gone.
Go to the bathroom and check.
Do it. Was it one of you as well over here? Someone with a right ear problem, right over here. Right here? Okay, we bless your ear in Jesus' name. I felt so strong. We just say thank you, Father, for that totally leaving you right now. Yeah, we thank you, God. We thank you for your grace and your goodness. In Jesus' mighty name, we bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Yeah. I don't know if is there any way you'd know right now? Yeah, well, we just bless that to be gone. Because right when I stood next to you, I felt it. God's doing something. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. He's just praising the Lord. Oh, man. Someone, maybe it's over here. It's like on the top of your right foot or something. Something on the top of, I fully understand. It's like the top of the right foot, but more kind of over the toes. I don't know what that is, but right as I walked by here, there was something with on the right foot, top of the toes, something like that. Does that make sense to somebody? It's not your right, but it's your left. You're just going to take, you're like, it's a foot. And I want it healed. I love it. Grace, right now, Father, thank you for that healing grace right now. Thank you for that healing grace right now. You just take it right now. Put your hand on it. Yeah. Right now. I still feel it on someone's the top of your right foot toes. God's doing it right now. We release grace over that. Jesus, it just popped.
It just popped.
Thank you, Lord. There's someone, it's like underneath the left clavicle, and there's something that was going on there. I don't know what it is, but God's doing a healing work tonight. Just take it right now. Josh, what's happening over here?
I'm Tyler, and I haven't been able to breathe out of my nose in 15 years, and I can actually start like not being able to breathe out of my mouth. Like it's really, really nice.
Wow! That's awesome!
Come on.
I'm telling you, man, take it, take it, take it. If there's something you need in the room, just take it right now. Don't wait. Don't wait for a word. You don't have to have a word called out. There's a more perfect word of knowledge. Jesus healed all. The words, it just helps us step into faith. But I'm telling you, is anybody feeling a little bit in faith here right now? Like I am. I mean, wow. Thank you, Lord. There's someone that was like some sort of trauma or something in the back of the head. I don't know if there's like a blow or something to the back of the head. There's been chronic issues because of that. God's doing something for you tonight. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's even like a tingling or some sort of electricity coming on the back of your head. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. What do you notice different with your... Yeah, you should, you know, can you do something for me? We won't all like stare at you, but maybe just go in the back and just walk around just a little bit and see what you notice different. I feel like God's going to do something for you. Is that all right? Yeah. What was your name? Ashley, we just bless you, Ashley. We just say complete healing right now in that, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Yeah. God is just really good. He is really, 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 really good. Oh, thank you. Yeah, yeah. What was going on with you?
I haven't been able to breathe for years, but I was able to take a deep breath, which is big because I came out of the hospital today with my caved-in lungs, collapsed lungs, and I can actually breathe from my diaphragm. So
that's awesome. Thank you, Father. Wow. That's good. Yes, bless you. Full restoration. Full restoration, Lord. Thank you. Yeah, something going on with you? Okay, hold on 1 second.
I had this scar on my hand, and I looked at it, and I'm like, I never noticed that scar, and I can't find it on my hand. It's gone.
Wait, so you had a scar on there.
I can't find it.
How long has the scar been there? What do you mean by showing?
Probably years.
It's been there for a year.
Because I work a lot with my hands and cut them and all that, but I don't even remember. That's the weird part. But I remember it was there, and it showed up, and now it's not there.
Thank you, Jesus. Have you had issues with the breathing, sinus stuff? Yeah, I just felt that when I was standing next to you. Just put your hand on your nose right there. We just say, thank you, Father, for that breathing just opening up right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for who you are. Thank you. We thank you for that opening up completely and never bothering you again right now in Jesus' name. Yeah, we thank you for the throat being healed. Jesus is the best ear, nose, and throat doctor. I just felt something going on with the throat, and he's touching you right now. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Anybody's feeling a little encouraged yet? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Josh, how are we doing? Good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thanks, Father. Well, I was about to do something, and then we got interrupted by God. That's the best interruption. I'd rather see him do stuff than me preach any day. I don't think I'm a terrible preacher. I just like seeing God move. I'm just happy. Yeah. What's up? Yeah. The cleft lip. Yeah. What's his name?
Eli.
Yeah. Let's pray for Eli right now. He's had a cleft lip and some different stuff on his face. A mangiomas is like scarring or it's growth. Okay. Yeah. We just thank you right now for completely leaving him. God, I thank you for all the miracles that we've seen just even over the text messages, even over the phone, just even in proxy right now. We just thank you for your grace and your just reconstruction just over right now over him. And that growth just to disappear, his lip just to fill in right now. Yeah, we just thank you, God, for your creative grace right now. And that cleft lip just being healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Is there an Angie in the room? Angie. All right, Angie, we want to pray for you, too. Was there any other Angies? I'll pray for you, too, if there's another Angie. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Angie, have you had any problems with your right ear that you can think of? Okay. I love the sound booth. The last place I was at, the first word of knowledge I had was for someone in the sound booth, because God likes to heal people in the sound booth. We just thank you. Yeah. Angie, could you just stand up for us? Is that all right? Have you had an issue with your right knee bothering you? Yeah, you have. I felt it right when you stood up. Yeah, we just pray right now that knee would be completely 100% healed in Jesus' name. We just thank you that you care about every part of your body, and that we just thank you for grace coming into that knee right now. Father, we thank you for total restoration in Angie. Angie, could you check right now and just see what you notice is different with it? It feels like stronger. Yeah, you had surgery on it. Just, I know there's not hardly any place to walk, but just walk around, just maybe do a little circle. I don't know if you bend it, if you would notice anything different. Just even walk up and down the stairs. It just doesn't catch like it did. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Angie, we bless you in Jesus' name. Did you tell me about that earlier? Okay, good. I'm not making this up, I promise. Yeah. Her daughter is dying of cancer. What's her name?
Lynn.
Lynn, yeah, let's just pray for Lynn right now. Father, all of these cancer testimonies. Actually, is there any way that someone could record this? I guess this would be recorded. But maybe even if you could play this back for her. We just pray right now that she would just be completely restored. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command the cancer to flee her body right now. We thank you for all of the testimonies of the things that we have heard and seen even here tonight. But all the testimonies just of cancer going, we command that to leave her life right now, that spirit of cancer to leave her life right now by the power of your blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, amen. There's someone over here, it's like your right big toe. Specifically, it's you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
I got the dumb flap overlap, and it's starting to poke out right there and hurt.
But you said just saying, you're waiting for me to call it. Just, why don't, who wants to lay hands on it? No, I'm just kidding. We don't. Yeah. Yeah, we just say right now, just be completely restored in Jesus' name. Yeah, we thank you for complete restoration in this toe right now. I'm going to touch it, all right? I don't care. Bam! Grace, 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 grace. Grace, 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 grace. We thank you, Jesus. Yeah, oh, man. And is it your right knee that's been bothering you, too? Is that you as well? You've had some issues. Yeah, we bless it right now to completely leave right now. No issues in this body. No issues in this body. No issues in this body. That's the word of the Lord. No issues in any of your bodies tonight. And there's someone, I think, like over here with the upper part of the back as well, between the shoulder blades and neck over here. Yeah, I was like looking right over here and I felt it. Just take it right now. We say thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. We say it all lift off right now. Right now. Yeah, just check right now. What do you notice? Thanks. You, what's that? About half is gone right now. That was a short prayer. That's good. Yeah, just extend your hands towards him again. We say all of it gone right now. All of it gone right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. He's healing someone's right hip over here as well. Is that for you as well? Yeah, I can feel it. Yeah, we just command that hip just to be completely restored. Jesus will heal even after the hip replacement. It's amazing. He'll do it. I'm telling you. I'm just going to come get you right now. We just thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for all that leaving him right now. We thank you for that hip being totally restored right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's breaking fear off of somebody's life in the room right now. Could you stand up and just see if you notice anything different right now with your hip? Maybe just take a little walk around and also just move your shoulders and your neck and just see what you notice is different even as you're walking. Neck's about 75% healed. Thank you, Lord. What are you noticing with the hip? And
it's easier to walk around.
It's easier to walk around.
Yeah, it's just been 2 months.
And if you had problems with your left foot more towards the heel, I don't know if that's for you. Okay, that's for somebody right around here. I know that is for you. Okay, just take it right now. Take it right now. We just bless it in Jesus' name. Yeah, grace, 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 grace. Yeah. Grace, grace, grace. God's breaking off panic attacks as well in Jesus' name. Panic attacks as well. And I felt it like the lower back. I don't know who that's for, but the lower back as well. Yeah, for you. We just thank you for that to leave right now in Jesus' name. There's also headache issues. I don't know if that's for you. So, is that for you as well? Yeah. We command it to leave you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just want to say, like, this is not just for me. This is for every single person. Like, if you want to walk just in more grace for healing, all these things, like, he wants us all to walk in this grace. I'm telling you, I wasn't walking in any of this 7 years ago, and the Lord radically touched my life. He deposited grace on me, and I just began to steward what he gave me. And I'm telling you, there are so many people that are just waiting and ready for a miracle to happen in their life, and you can be the conduit from heaven to make that happen. I'm telling you, but it's when you recognize his grace and his power that it has nothing to do with you. James 4:6 says that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. When we actually recognize that it's by his presence, by his power, we're walking in humility, and I'm telling you, grace will follow you. It will follow you all the days of your life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. And the left shoulder over here as well. Thank you, Lord. I don't know if that's that for you as well. Somebody over here. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, for you.
I had a fall.
You had a fall.
2 years ago, and I had a fall a year ago in Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil. Brazil's a great country. Yeah. I've been there. I've seen God do many mighty things in Brazil. Thank you, Lord. We bless these shoulders in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody on the right-hand side of your stomach, something going on there as well. Thank you, Lord. We just bless that to be healed. Yeah, and have you normally had problems with that? It happens all the time. Yeah, we just put your hand on your stomach. Yeah, we command all that to go right now, by the blood of the Lamb. Right now, we just say, thank you, God, for your grace. And we say, let this thing just leave him right now and never come back. Right now, the peace, the peace, the peace of heaven. Yeah, the peace, the peace, the peace, the peace of heaven. He's doing something over the sleeping at night, issues with sleeping at night. Yeah, we just bless that. Your sleeping at night is going to be perfect 100%. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for just your grace and your peace. And I really feel like the Lord just ministering his deep, 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 deep love to you. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you for that, Jesus. Yeah, we just bless you. Yeah, and there's headaches. I don't know if it's you or, yeah, it's for you. Yeah, we just command to leave right now. All of it leave right now. All of it leave right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Could you check your, maybe stand up and just walk around just a little bit more and see if you notice anything different, improvement, what you're noticing?
You wouldn't have thought that I had this hip replaced 2 months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's a difference.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The difference.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to go through all this physical therapy if I would have come here.
Yeah, bless you, man. Bless you.
Yeah, come on. That's awesome. Jesus is the best physical therapist ever. I've seen time and time again people that like just got hip replacements, just got knee replacements, and then they get healed like right after it. Like all the work that doctors have done, like it's good, it's helpful, but it's never as perfect as what he does. Amen. Like I love doctors, I love everything. I mean it's such a huge blessing, just but it's like he can ultimately do it the best. And he'll restore things. It's so funny to see them just do that time and time again. There's issues with the eyes of healing. I feel so many things. Oh man, I want to just tell you guys tomorrow we're gonna, for those of you guys that want to be involved in this, we're gonna be going out tomorrow morning. We're gonna do from 10 to 1. We're gonna be doing from 10 to 11. We're gonna be doing a training just on actually releasing healing and evangelism just outside, because you know what? Like it's really cool to see it happening here, but what if you could just see it everywhere you go, right? And how many people go shopping? Well, you have a perfect place to evangelize. How many people go out and get coffee? You know how many people we've seen get saved in the coffee shops? I just want to say I'm not by nature an evangelist, but the Lord has called me to evangelize. Like he's called every single one of us to evangelize. We all need to have an answer for the hope that lives inside of us. And so what I want to do tomorrow is actually give some practical keys. Evangelism can be like a scary word. It's like, oh no, evangelism. Someone just take it up the left-hand side of it's your left foot. Just take that right now. Be healed. I just had to get that out. But sometimes it can be a scary word of like, oh no, this is just scary. I don't know. Like, I can't do it. I'm telling you, just on the other side of fear, it can be your greatest breakthrough. I was completely terrified. I was walking by a Hindu temple and I was like, no, we shouldn't go by here. But guess what? I just stepped across fear and we saw 12 kids get saved, healed, and delivered in a Hindu temple. Don't worry. Like, you don't have to know what you're doing. The one who lives inside of you knows what he's doing. And we just need to be obedient. You say that? Obedient. Yeah. So we're actually gonna go out and just gonna do it. And if you're saying like, wow, you're getting all scared just thinking about it, you're the one who should be coming tomorrow. Seriously, I get scared half the time I go out. You know what? But it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter what we feel. It just matters what the truth is. The truth is that he can operate through every single one of us, whether you're 5 years old or whether you're 95 years old. I've seen God work through every single age category. It doesn't matter. Actually, sometimes the kids have it really easy. It's like, who's going to refuse prayer from like a five-year-old, right? they just don't. But guess what happens? We see some of the most amazing, amazing miracles, like people getting healed of cancer from a five-year-old. I could tell you stories all night long. This is what I want to do. So that's going to be tomorrow from 10 to 1. And I really, really, really encourage you, if you can at all possible, come out for that. I want to just share some just real practical things and even practical things on moving and healing. And I want to pray just in part and release over that group. So please come. And if it's sounding scary, you should really come. Don't make up excuses. I know so many of us, it's like you can make up excuses why you don't want to do something or why healing's not, you're not called to healing. You're called to healing because the healer lives inside of you. You just need to figure out how to let him out. And so I want to help with a little bit with that.
And then what I want to do just before we close tonight is I just want to pray just a corporate prayer. Honestly, this a lot of times can be some of the most powerful stuff happens sometimes in these last few moments where you're like, man, I didn't get whatever called out. All this was prepping us to see the move of God here. I mean, how many believe God's done some stuff in the room tonight? How many of you guys believe? And I really feel like he's going to do even more. How many of you guys, like, God touched you tonight in some sort of way in healing in your body tonight? I want to wave one hand over your head. Just wave it back and forth over your head. Look around the room. Like, God just did a whole bunch of stuff tonight. Yeah, can we just give praise to the Lord for that? Wow. I can't believe it sometimes. I can't believe what he does. He's good. He's good. He's good. Lois, he's good. I don't know what I'm doing, but he does. Like I said, I was telling the guys before, I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen with the service tonight, but I know it's going to be good. I don't know who he's going to touch, but it's going to be good. He's just good. He's good. He's good. But I want to pray for anybody else in the room. You're like, I've still got something going on in my body, or there's something I want to leave right now. I'm just going to invite you to stand. You're like, I don't want to walk out of this room with this problem. I'm going to invite you to stand right now. And we're just going to partner together with you in prayer. And I'm telling you, this can be one of the most powerful times where God just blows through the room and just heals people one after another. And I want you to just take that doubt out of your mind that says, it was for everybody else but me. No, it's for you. Jesus did it all for you. And some of you guys, you're going to find out that you're healed after you leave this meeting. I'm telling you that. So don't be like, if you don't see a physical manifestation of it right now, probably 50% of the people we see healed actually see it happen after they leave, after they go home, after they wake up the next day. So I want you to stay connected to faith for your breakthrough, all right? Can we do that? All right. So there's a lot of people standing. So I just want any of you guys that are standing, just... if you're anyone sitting, just find someone who is standing. You put a hand on the shoulder, but we don't need everyone to lay hands on each other. We can lay hands on ourselves. Sometimes I'll just tell people, like, you can heal yourself because the healer's inside of you. He is. And I just want to partner together in faith for all you guys. And so, yeah, just you can put your hands out in front of you. You can just partner with someone next to you. But right now, there's tailbones being healed. There's been issues with the tailbone. God is doing something with that tonight. But thank you, Lord. Yeah, right now, Father, we just thank you, Father, for what you've done in the room. We just partner together right now with your grace. There's reproductive things being healed on male and female. I saw both of them. And we thank you for that grace in the room right now. There's issues with sexually transmitted diseases that God is bringing healing to tonight. And even the symptoms of that and even physical things leaving tonight in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for grace that covers a multitude of sins. That his grace covers it all. It covers it all. It covers it all. That you are wrapped around inside the grace and love of the Father. So right now, we just speak to bodies. We command necks and backs to be healed. We thank you, Father, for every single person in this room, every disease, every issue that's been plaguing people. And right now, by the blood of the Lamb, we command it to go in Jesus' name. To go in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Yeah, in Jesus' name, amen. If there's no way you could test it, just sit down right now. If there's no way you could test it right now. If there is a way you could test it right now, just stay standing in faith. Just check. Check your body. And if we're not going to have time for a bunch of testimonies, but I just want to see if just even you're actually noticing something just in that short prayer. If you're noticing something, just wave one hand over your head. You're like, I'm definitely noticing something right there. Right there. Thank you. Right there. Right there. Right there. Thank you, Jesus. Right there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Right there. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Yes. Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Father, we just thank you tonight. We thank you tonight just for even what you've done just in this last hour. We thank you that there's more to come even after this. That there's more to come even after this tonight. God, we thank you for all that you have done already And we just place ourselves in thanksgiving. We place ourselves wrapped around in your arms, in your love. God, thank you for just loving on us tonight. Thank you for just loving on us tonight. Thank you for just loving on us tonight. And we just say, yeah, would you just pour out more of your grace and your love on us? And right now, I just pray. There's just even some of you are like, man, I want to walk in more of healing, more of grace, more words of knowledge. I want you just to take it right now. If that's you and you're like, man, I want that, just take it right now by his grace, by his grace, by his grace, by his grace, by his grace. We thank you, Father. We just say increase. Let people begin to feel things, begin to sense things, begin to know things, begin to be them to be revealed to them. Thank you, Lord. Yes, right now we just thank you for the fire of God. The fire of God, the fire of God. I'm telling you, this isn't just for me, it's for every single one of you. And wherever you're at in your revelation of the healer who lives inside of you, that it's Colossians 1:27, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. We ask for that revelation to increase just over people. And just as you go home tonight, that revelation of Christ in you would just begin to increase. And so I thank you, Father, for the anointing that's here. And I just thank you for the testimonies that are come out of this room as people break free of anxiety, of fear, and as they step into your grace and your love, what will happen. And so, Father, we just thank you for that. And we just bless this group in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Again, let's just see if you God touched you some way together with you in prayer, and I'm telling you, this can be one of the most powerful times where God just blows through the room and just heals people one after another. And I want you to just take that doubt out of your mind that says, it was for everybody else but me. No, it's for you. Jesus did it all for you. And some of you guys, you're going to find out that you're healed after you leave this meeting. I'm telling you that. So don't be like, if you don't see a physical manifestation of it right now, probably 50% of the people we see healed actually see it happen after they leave, after they go home, after they wake up the next day. So I want you to stay connected to faith for your breakthrough, all right? Can we do that? All right. So there's a lot of people standing. So I just want any of you guys that are standing, just if you're anyone sitting, just find someone who is standing. You put a hand on their shoulder. But we don't need everyone to lay hands on each other. We can lay hands on ourselves. Sometimes I'll just tell people, like, you can heal yourself because the healer's inside of you. He is. And I just want to partner together in faith for all you guys. And so, yeah, just you need to put your hands out in front of you. You can just, partner with someone next to you. But right now, yeah, there's tailbones being healed. There's been issues with the tailbone. God is doing something with that tonight. But thank you, Lord. Yeah, right now, Father, we just thank you, Father, for what you've done in the room. We just partner together right now with your grace. There's reproductive things being healed on male and female. I saw both of them. We thank you for that grace in the room right now. There's issues with sexually transmitted diseases that God is bringing healing to tonight. And even the symptoms of that and even physical things leaving tonight in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for grace that covers a multitude of sins. That his grace covers it all. It covers it all. It covers it all. That you are wrapped around inside the grace and love of the Father. So right now we just speak to bodies, we command necks and backs to be healed. We thank you, Father, for every single person in this room, every disease, every issue that's been plaguing people. And right now, by the blood of the Lamb, we command it to go in Jesus' name. To go in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Yeah, in Jesus' name, amen. If there's no way you could test it, just sit down right now. If there's no way you could test it right now. If there is a way you could test it right now, just stay standing in faith. Just check. Check your body. And if you've, we're going to have time for a bunch of testimonies, but I just want to see if just even who's, you're actually noticing something just in that short prayer. If you're noticing something, just wave one hand over your head. You're like, I'm definitely noticing something right there, right there. Thank you, right there, right there, right there. Thank you, Jesus, right there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Right there. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Yes. Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Father, we just thank you tonight. We thank you tonight just for even what you've done just in this last hour. We thank you that there's more to come even after this. that there's more to come even after this tonight. But God, we thank you for all that you have done already. And we just place ourselves in thanksgiving. We place ourselves wrapped around in your arms, in your love. God, thank you for just loving on us tonight. Thank you for just loving on us tonight. Thank you for just loving on us tonight. And we just say, yeah, would you just pour out more of your grace and your love on us? And right now, I just pray, there's just even some of you are like, man, I want to walk in more of healing, more of grace, more words of knowledge. I want you just to take it right now. If that's you and you're like, man, I want that, just take it right now by his grace, by his grace, by his grace, by his grace, by his grace. We thank you, Father. We just say increase. Let people begin to feel things, begin to sense things, begin to know things, begin to be them to be revealed to them. Thank you, Lord. Yes, right now we just thank you for the fire of God. The fire of God, the fire of God. I'm telling you, this isn't just for me, it's for every single one of you. And wherever you're at in your revelation of the healer who lives inside of you, that it's Colossians 1:27, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. We ask for that revelation to increase just over people. And just as you go home tonight, that revelation of Christ in you would just begin to increase. And so I thank you, Father, for the anointing that's here. And I just thank you for the testimonies that are come out of this room as people break free of anxiety, of fear, and as they step into your grace and your love, what will happen. And so, Father, we just thank you for that. And we just bless this group in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Again, let's just see if you God touched you some way, healing or something, you know something's happened for you tonight. I just want to see, just maybe one more time, just put one hand up over your head just so we can see. Just keep waving your hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I can't count. That's too many. But God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the reports that are going to come. I have the pleasure and honor to get to be back here Sunday morning with you guys. So for any of you guys that are in the area, I know some of you guys you've driven a long ways just to be here for tonight. But we're going to see God do more. It's going to be great. So I wanted to just say thank you again for having me. And it's a pleasure and always an honor to be back here. And I just bless you guys. And I thank you for just what you've hosted here in this city for so long and just creating a place for him and for him to be known and be known well. So thank you guys. Bless you guys.
Okay. I was focused. Okay. 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 Yeah. Yes. While there was people were being healed and things, I could hear this conversation within somebody in here, maybe more than one, that, well, this is just a great place, you know, and it's so awesome this has happened in here. And I really believe that it's a trap for that you will think that when you leave, somehow you don't take it with you. And that's just exactly not true. So if you have had that thought, it's almost like you think, well, this is a magical place here. This is where God heals people. You know, no, he is the place. Amen. So wherever he is, he's the place. And so keep it. Also with, I can look at you. Okay. So you said something about doing something, and I have, they could say it's like a gravelly sound when you have really lousy knees or whatever. I don't have any gravel sound in my knees. It's just so awesome. Hey knee people, who are all the knee people here? This is awesome, you know. What do we do? Okay, wait, announcements. Where? Hey, there we go.
Thank you, Josh, for what you brought tonight. We appreciate that. Let's one more round of applause, please. Thank you. Thank you. The prophetic teams are now released so that they can get a start on the evening. And we're going to start the announcements with Mr. Ron Wilson.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, family. Hang with me. I know you want to go get prophesied over and want to continue the flow has been tonight, but hang with me for another just an important message. I'm Pastor Ron Wilson. I'm here, the pastor of Connections and Young Adults at the church. And I'm going to start the prophetic right now. Do you know that you are predestined for God's glory and for his goodness? And do you know that once you heard the word of God and you believed, that you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit? And you were sealed. And you know, it's time for those sealed ones, those marked ones to arise and to come together, because you know, revival has begun. We used to say we can feel it coming, we know something's happening, you know, but it's here. It has begun. And this stuff that we've seen tonight, this amazingness of God, this realness of God, is not a fluke. It's not just for tonight. It's not just for Marion. It's for the surrounding areas. It's for this region. And it's to continue and not diminish and not even stay the same. It's to get stronger. And this little card that you cannot see, I know, but there's a whole bunch of these on the table, a little round table just outside the glass there in these doors. There's a conference coming up in October that is going to be a catalyst for this revival that has begun. It's called Marked Ones, and I believe that you're marked. And I believe that you are part of the catalyst that's going to come together and display the realness of God. And display the realness of God not only in the church, but also at Walmart and Meijer and Tim Hortons and Starbucks or wherever you are. And this conference is going to be just what we've seen tonight, except even multiplied. I don't want to say one thing's better than the next, because then you get into performance, and that's just a good way south. But it'll be deep, it will be rich, and it'll be a convergence of people in the contiguous states, and even more than contiguous states, of people that are hungry for God and want to see this revival that's begun expanded. It's in October 16th, 17th, and 18th. It is here. I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of the people who's going to be speaking. You may have heard of them. You may not have. But trust me, they are anointed people of God that will bring the realness and the power of God in this place. And it won't stay here. You'll take it with you. Steve Witt from Bethel, Cleveland. He's a friend of ours here. He's a man of God. He will bring it. Chad Dedman from Redding, California, travels internationally along with Josh, an amazing man of God. He will be here. Garner Tullis, who is from Valparaiso, Indiana, who is in charge of the Great Lakes Global Legacy Group, a multi-state group. He's coming. Dan Petrini from Chicago, the Greater Chicago Church and the Outside Church. He's the founder of the Outside Church, and he does what you all are going to be doing, and you're probably scared about doing tomorrow that you need to be here tomorrow to do. He does that. He is a crazy man of God. Our own Josh Cooper is going to be here. He's the real deal too, and just as powerful as the rest. This is a thing that you're going to hear God preached in a real and powerful way. You're going to get imparted to by the Holy Spirit. And just as importantly, you're going to connect and rub shoulders and make friendships. Did you hear that? Make friendships. It's not this 30-second, hi, how are you, I'll pray for you stuff, is over, folks. It's time for deep relationships. If you want to come and form deep relationships that you're going to lock arms with and propel this thing in the kingdom, come on October 16th, 17th, and 18th. Pick up a card. Take a few along with you. Register online and be a part of it. It's $39 if you register early. If you come that day, it's $59. On the website, you'll see the hotels. You'll see all the information, the scheduled events. Trust me, folks, there's people from probably five states are going to be here. And I would suggest, I would encourage you, you know, to come also. God bless you. Take a card. Marked Ones. Thank you.
All right, we've heard that revival.